Holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Let's get started. Let's see. Let's get the rules of engagement out of the way. If you want to send me a text message, you can always text the word Mike or Michael to Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Just in your smartphone, your stupid phone, just type in the number 33103. Start your message out with the word Mike or Michael, and then just tell me anything or ask me anything. Real simple. And I read them all the time, so you can send me a text message anytime you want to. Second, you can always go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You get to that website and you can follow me on social media. You can find the podcast. You can find local affiliates. You can see the stories that we put up, anything that you need. And then let's talk about social media. Follow me on Twitter at michaelbrownusa. And the other two, Facebook and Instagram, are both at michaeldbrown. Podcast. You subscribe to this podcast. So whatever your podcast app is, subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program and then all 3 hours of the weekend program. So you got all the Michael you can get by simply subscribing to that podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. So there is, let's go to Munich, Germany for a moment. Because in Munich, they're having one of the most severe snowstorms that they've had in, well, I think since 2010, so almost 13 years. And if you look at, I don't know whether you can see it right now on Google Earth or not, but if you go to any of the satellite images of the snow cover in, oh, let's say from Western Russia through the Balkans and through Eastern Europe, all the way over to almost Germany and France, you'll see nothing but just this huge swath of snow cover. Why am I giving you the meteorological report? Because right now Europe is suffering from some of the most horrendous winters that they've suffered in years, and the snowfall is greater than it's been in decades. And right now at Munich International Airport, in Munich, Germany, obviously, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of private jets, Gulfstream, you know, 5s, Gulfstream 6, whatever kind of citations, whatever they might be flying, that are grounded. They're grounded on the tarmac. They can't take off. Where are they headed? They're headed to the United Arab Emirates, trying to get there for what's called COP28, the United Nations climate agenda. They're going there to have a discussion about how better to control how you and I live our lives because of global warming, and they can't get there because of a snowstorm. They can't get to the desert because of a snowstorm in Germany on their private jets. Have I told you lately how much I despise these people? It's It's fascinating and disgusting to me how everywhere we turn, they're always trying to figure out some other way to control how we live, which includes everything from what we eat to how we house ourselves to how we heat or cool our homes to how we transport ourselves from point A to point B. Virgin Atlantic was all excited this week because they flew a jet transatlantic from Heathrow, but some airport in the United Kingdom to Dulles, maybe Newark, maybe JFK. I don't know. I don't care. But the big deal was it was based on sustainable fuel. Sustainable fuel that was predominantly from crops. Yeah, crops that take a lot of, you know, water and land to grow so that they can have sustainable jet fuel. It's insane what we're doing. The number one bankroller of the United Nations, which is behind most of this garbage, the number one bankroller of the United Nations is us. Now, some people would tell you it's the United States government. And indeed, the United States government is the one that writes the check. But where does the United States government get the money to write the check to the United Nations to bankroll that piece of crap on the East River in Manhattan? It comes out of your payroll, comes out of your earnings, comes out of your labor, comes out of your income, comes out of your taxes, and it comes out of your children and your grandchildren's and your great grandchildren's taxes, because we're borrowing most of the money. We're borrowing at least half of the money that we spend every year right now, because we don't have that money. We have more money flowing into the U.S. Treasury than we've ever had in the history of the entire country, and it's still not enough. So while overtaxing us and inflating our savings toward worthlessness through this outrageous spending, we give $12 billion a year to the left-wing globalist organization called the United Nations. And in return, they scheme to figure out some way to deny us food and energy. Food, for example. This story comes to us from over at The Blaze, which, by the way, I want to thank The Blaze for carrying the program. The United Nations wants Americans and other Westerners to eat less meat. Although the alleged purpose of the internationally requested diet is to futilely attempt to arrest global weather patterns, there appears to be more at play than just so-called distributive justice and climate alarmism. Distributive justice, my butt. Anyway, after all, the Director General of the specific UN agency expected to issue this demand during the COP28 summit this month happens to be a top Chinese Communist Party member, whose nation, the number one source of greenhouse gas emissions in the entire world, Communist China, will likely be among the so-called developing nations exempted from the guidance. So, the Chinese Communist Party is the one heading up the group in the UN that wants to tell us to eat less meat or what to eat and what not to eat, and they're going to exempt themselves. I was listening to a podcast last night. I was tossing and turning and couldn't sleep. Yeah, it was just a miserable night. But I virtually just, my eyes just flew open. Do you know that during that APEC summit in San Francisco a few weeks ago, in which they swept the streets of San Francisco of all the human feces and they swept the city of all the homeless people, that during that confab between Xi Jinping and Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., Biden agreed to give the Chinese government, but I repeat myself, upwards of $2 trillion in foreign aid, trying to prop up their failing economy. Wait a minute. Look around what you're paying. Look around what you're paying for groceries, for utilities. Look at what you're paying for car insurance, homeowners insurance, if you can get homeowners insurance. Look at what you're paying for virtually everything. We don't have any money. And we're going to give them a couple of $1 trillion to help them survive a real estate bubble that they created? Oh. Now, complying with this UN mandate, it's not going to improve the weather. Even supporting that producing meat makes it too warm outside, as the leftists claim, it's not going to change the weather. House Agricultural Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson said something. He's a Republican from Pennsylvania. And I want you to hear this. Because I want you to hear this, and then I want you to hear what Star Trek guy has to say to King Charles. Yeah, King Charles of Great Britain, who's also going to Dubai to talk about what we should or should not be doing. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
This is an urgent message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel and her people are experiencing unimaginable suffering. Your emergency gift of $45 will help deliver critical aid and life-saving care to those in desperate need. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords Protect Israel Now or go to protectisraelnow.org. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
I believe if all of us do what we are led to do, giving any amount, $100, maybe you could even afford $1,000, I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it.
Please help with any amount the Lord leads you to bless Israel. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords Protect Israel Now. That's #250 and say the keywords Protect Israel Now. Or go to protectisraelnow.org.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. So the United Nations, they're getting ready to have their COP28 conference in the UAE. And they're not trying to tell us what to eat and what not to eat. You know, I there's a part of me that gets really tired of these stories. But we have to keep reminding ourselves that As the world shrinks and gets smaller and smaller, and we're able to, you know, communicate faster and quicker, and we're able to travel great distances and ever shorter lengths of time, and we're able to be aware of what goes on halfway around the world in an instantaneous kind of transmission of information all across the world, that globalists are afoot, and the globalists are attempting to impose, you know, it was at one time, at least when I was growing up, and even in the not so distant past, when talk of globalism and globalists and a new world order, go back to George H.W. Bush and him talking about a new world order, everyone seemed to look at that and think to themselves that, you know, you had to be some sort of conspiracy nut. And now we see it actually happening before our very eyes. And they're now saying the quiet part out loud. Complying is not going to improve the weather. Complying is not going to change the weather. We can't do anything to change the largest factors in climate. And that's the sun, the moisture, the oceans, the clouds, the wind. Everything that goes into this earth churning around in this atmosphere that we turn around in, and then we get bombarded with by radiation from not just the sun, but throughout the solar system every single day. And history has shown us, scientifically, historically, however you want to describe it, history has shown us that the climate's always been changing, and it always will be changing. And what are we trying to do? We're trying to keep the earth's temperature, wherever the hell it is we take that, from increasing 1 degree Celsius. And then if we don't do that, it's going to be the end of all mankind. But just remember that complying is not going to improve the weather. It's not going to change the weather. It's not going to change the climate. Glenn Thompson observes that, quote, regulating producers out of business in the United States will not effectively address global climate change, but export production to foreign countries with hostile regimes and worse emission profiles while harming food security and affordability. Simply put, the world needs American farmers and ranchers more than the United Nations. Yeah, we do. I say what we ought to do is move the United Nations from the Lower East Side in Manhattan, and we ought to move it to, how about Argentina? They've got a new Trump-like president down there. Move it to Antarctica. Move it to Beijing. They're all communists anyway. Move them to Beijing. But regarding energy, the global delegates heading to the summit are circulating a letter calling for the United States and Western nations to immediately ban new natural gas infrastructure projects. How's your heating bill so far this winter? How's your natural gas bill this year, or your heating fuel, your heating oil bill this year compared to last year? How's that working out for you? And they want us to ban new natural gas infrastructure projects. Our enemies without have the assistance of the leftist enemies within. What do I mean by that? All of our enemies around the world have the support of our own enemies within this country. Ed Markey, a U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, he's among the lead architects of this effort. members of the of our own legislative body, our own Congress, are out trying to kill natural gas infrastructure projects, which would include fracking, drilling, pipelines, power plants, whatever. They want to kill those off. Now, despite the dumbass rhetoric, this is not about the supposedly problematic climate. Natural gas is not only plentiful, but it's clean. And it's the primary source of our energy right now. Without natural gas, our economy would totally collapse. Let me repeat that. Without clean, abundant natural gas, this economy would collapse. For the sake of national security, really, we really should just bulldoze the United Nations into the East River. I would say preferably while it's full of these globalists, but I would get in trouble for saying that, so I won't say that. But it gets even worse. Star Trek, William Shatner. He issued a dire warning to King Charles this past week, urging King Charles. Now, I don't know why he picked on King Charles, other than the fact that King Charles is a big voice, that is a big platform, that is out there warning us about the consequences. We're all going to die if we don't do something about this. Well, William Shatner, Star Trek legend, is out there urging King Charles to use his voice to warn about the consequences of climate change when he gives his opening speech in Dubai. You know, you kind of have to be in the final frontiers of a dumbass world to be in a position to urge King Charles further to the left on the global warming hoax. Because King Charles is about as far left on that hoax as anybody can get. Shatner said this on Good Morning Britain. It's kind of like Good Morning America. It's going to be Good Morning Britain. He's got to say, we're all going to die. That's what he should say to open up with. Very quickly, we're all going to die. Now, I don't know. I'm not that big of a Star Trek fan, but I do know that Captain Kirk must have gone over to the Klingon. He denounces his fellow humans. During the appearance on Good Morning Britain, Shatner raved about the importance of life, warning that stupid human beings are extinguishing it. So if human beings are extinguishing life, why don't we just go ahead and extinguish human beings in order to preserve human beings? I mean, that's how illogic this stuff is. And unlike, you know, you and I, who are just apparently just among the stupid people, we apparently don't understand that life will be extinguished if we don't help these leftists achieve greater power by playing along with this hoax. Oh, I've got more. One last thing about William Shatner coming up next. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy. This is an urgent message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel and her people are experiencing unimaginable suffering. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
If all of us do what we are led to do, I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it.
With an emergency gift of $45 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you'll help provide critical supplies. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Redding's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about this COP 28, they call it, going on in Dubai. So all these muggity mugs from around the world fly into Dubai on their private jets. You know, just the hypocrisy of that always befuddles me. And despite year after year after year of having all these stupid global warming, climate change, global cooling, whatever it is, climate change bullcrap going on everywhere, it almost seems unstoppable. Because they're absolutely hell-bent on, in my opinion, they're truly communists. They're Marxists. And what they want to do is they want to destroy Western civilization because Western civilization has done more to advance the amazing, bountiful lifestyle that we live. They somehow want to destroy it. And it goes back to the concept of equity. You just make everybody equal. But you don't make everybody equal Warren Buffett style or Bill Gates style. You make everybody equal, like pick out the poorest old schlub that you can find somewhere that's barely getting by. That's what they want you to be. And they don't want you to have any other choice but to be like that and to be happy. It's old Soviet style tactics is what it is. And William Shatner, of all people, who has made himself wealthy probably beyond his own imagination, between Star Trek and then every freaking commercial he's ever done for every product you can possibly imagine, is now out lecturing King Charles to go tell everybody that we're all going to die if we don't do something, right now. He's 92 years old now. And I used to think, there was a time when I really believed that the older a person got, the more conservative they got, and the older they got, the more they realized that, there's really nothing new under the sun. You know, at 92 years old, you've seen a lot. But I also have this theory about actors, and that is that actors live in a fantasy land because that's their profession, pretending to be something that they're not. He remains the oldest person ever to travel to space after he got onto one of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rockets back in 2021. The event preceded Prince William's criticism of space tourism. Prince William, proving that fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, told the BBC that people should be focusing on this planet instead of heading out into space. Should people have focused on their own continent? Should we have never explored the oceans? Should we have never explored space? Men are explorers. Women, too. Men, I mean men as in humanity. Gee, why do you have to be careful about saying that? Men are explorers. We want to see what's around the corner. Used to drive my wife nuts as we would be hiking out in the mountains. There's just one more turn. Let's just get around. Let's go around this one more ridge. One more ridge. So I want to see what's around one more ridge. Who is the most sanctimonious, elitist climate kook of all? Maybe we'll find out in Dubai, to which the globalist ruling class will travel by private jet from all over the world, assuming they can get out of Munich, because they got to refuel somewhere. They've got to load up with Jet A somewhere, so they're going to do it in Munich. Maybe they'll do it in Johannesburg and then fly from Johannesburg, fly up north. Or maybe they'll go the other way around. Maybe they'll go to Tokyo first. Kamala Heartbeat Away Harris, she's going to be on hand, again at your expense. How crazy has all of this gotten? Let's look to the north to Canada for a moment. Canada has, much like this country, vast energy resources. But then so does Venezuela. Look at Venezuela. But there's no guarantee the lights are going to stay on when you got a bunch of dumbasses in control. Fortunately, Alberta, one of the provinces, I look directly north of where I'm sitting, and I'm kind of due south of Alberta. They're pushing back against Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the rest of the Marxists that are running the federal government in Canada, because they want Canadians to freeze in the dark again, in obedience to their climate cult. Alberta's United Conservative Government. This comes to us from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Alberta's pushing back against Trudeau, saying this. Alberta's United Conservative Government has invoked its controversial Sovereignty Act for the very first time by introducing a resolution to push back against the federal government's proposed clean electricity regulations. You know, there was a time, and I may talk about federalism later, but there was a time when we did recognize that the United States of America, that the sovereign states, the 50 states, were the true source of power beyond the people, beyond you and me. This resolution in Alberta calls for ignoring, thankfully ignoring, these insane federal energy mandates to the extent that the law allows. The clean electricity regulations, currently in draft form, lay out the rules for getting Canada's electrical grid to net zero emissions by 2035. I want to add a footnote here, because I've got stories that I want to get to eventually sometime. Maybe not today, but sometime I'll get to these stories, about how investors are beginning to realize that trying to get to net zero emissions on the timeline that the Biden administration is proposing, for that matter, that the United Nations, everybody else is proposing that we do, is not feasible. It's going to break the country, destroy the economy, put people in the poorhouse, all in the name of getting to net zero emissions. Well, the premier, in essence the prime minister of Alberta, Danielle Smith, says the deadline is impossible for the province to meet, and if they try to meet it, they'll be stuck with rolling blackouts.
Regulate and remake Alberta's electrical system from generation to transmission to distribution, which will make life more expensive for families and put the reliability of our grid at risk. And they're pushing ahead with their plan, even though Section 92A of the Constitution of Canada is clear that legislating and regulating the development of electricity falls within the jurisdiction of the provinces. Alberta's government is committed to protecting Albertans from federal overreach. That is why this afternoon I intend to table a resolution in the chamber under the Alberta Sovereignty within a United Canada Act. We developed this legislation to shield the province from federal intrusions, and we're using it now because the consequences of this particular overreach would be so severe. Alberta will bear the largest share of the expenses required to meet these absurd targets, and consumers and businesses will see their bills soar. If the federal government has its way, many people will be left without electricity that they can pay for on a power grid that will fall short or even fail in a typical Alberta winter or summer.
Which is true everywhere. When you start going after this net zero emission concept, it's not just, I know it's Alberta, I know it's Canada, but thank goodness it's there because we can learn from it. If only we would. If only we would pay attention to what they're doing.
We refuse to go along with this plan.
Oh, if only we could find a politician. They would tell us the same thing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could find somebody here that would tell us that same thing? Maybe someday we will.
With the clean electricity regs, they will be mandating that we have to have essentially an emissions-free power grid by 2035. That means no one will build natural gas. We don't have a regulatory framework to build nuclear. No one will build nuclear. We don't have the resources to build hydro. No one will build hydro. So if we do not act, we will end up with instability in our grid. We will either not be able to grow as a province, or we will end up with brownouts and blackouts. That's the pathway that the federal government is giving us. And I've just said, no, we are not doing that. We're going to build enough base load power so that we can continue to keep up with growth, which will be doubling the amount of power that we need. And we'll build whatever we need to. In our market, what makes sense is natural gas, abated to the best available technology available right now, which may not be in sync with the federal targets, but I want our industry to be able to make the best effort, and we'll see. I mean, if they're not prepared to take the risk that their executives, they're not going to be thrown in jail in 2035, then we'll have to be the generator of last resort and we will have to build that ourselves. But this is the conversation we have to have with the industry about how do we de-risk these projects to make sure that we get, they get, businesses get, and Albertans get what they need. These measures are not something that we want to do. They are a plan to counteract the absurd, illogical, unscientific, and unconstitutional interference in Alberta's electrical grid by a federal government that simply doesn't care what happens to our province so long as they have a good virtue signaling story to tell their leftist friends and special interests. We would much rather work with Ottawa on meaningful ways to reduce emissions while continuing to generate reliable, affordable electricity. That's better for all Albertans and Canadians. But we refuse to meekly accept actions which are so plainly destructive to Alberta's economy and to the very safety and security of Alberta citizens.
Oh, man. Could I just get her? Could I exchange her for the governor of Colorado? Maybe you'd like to exchange her for your governor. Imagine someone standing up in this country and pointing out, this is the reality. This is what's going to happen if we allow these things to go forth. Oh, I love it. Now, if pushback continues, if this premier of Alberta really does what she claims she's going to do, what do you think will happen? That's next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
This is an urgent message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel and her people are experiencing unimaginable suffering. Your emergency gift of $45 will help deliver critical aid and life-saving care to those in desperate need. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords Protect Israel Now or go to protectisraelnow.org. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
I believe if all of us do what we are led to do, giving any amount, $100, maybe you could even afford $1,000, I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it.
Please help with any amount the Lord leads you to bless Israel. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords Protect Israel Now. That's #250 and say the keywords Protect Israel Now. Or go to protectisraelnow.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The season are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So if this premier of Alberta goes through with her plan to invoke what they call their Sovereignty Act, which is their form of federalism, in Canada, even though the federal government in Ottawa really is a national government like our national government is in D.C., the Canadian Constitution allows the provinces to invoke their own sovereignty when they believe it's in their best interest or when they believe that the federal government is overstepping its bounds. You know, we kind of had that in this country, except we've destroyed federalism in this country. But I think the broader question is, let me back up. I hope she goes, well, she's obviously going to go through with it. But what are the consequences if she does? Because if the pushback that she is engaged in continues, what is the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau likely to do? He's going to fall back on a law that they passed back during COVID that they've never rescinded, called the Emergencies Act. We do the same stupid thing in this country, too. We pass these emergency laws. Presidents declare these national emergencies. We've got, I don't know, a couple of dozen national emergencies declared, and they never get rescinded. And it gives the executive branch, in my opinion, way too much power to bypass Congress, to do whatever they want to do, all in the name of a national emergency. Well, what did Justin Trudeau do? Justin Trudeau decided back during COVID that he would impose martial law. Remember the truckers that all went to Ottawa? And all they did, I want you to think about it, all these truckers did was they exercised their constitutional right in under Canadian law to protest the actions of the government. So they drove all their trucks, all their 18-wheelers, and they parked them. And, of course, because they're diesel trucks and it's cold, they left them running. And then around those truckers developed almost the equivalent, except it was all law-abiding, kind of what you saw in Seattle, in the CHAZ zone or whatever they called it, where Antifa established their no-go zone. Except in Canada, they set up groceries, they set up banking, they set up everything you needed so that the truckers could stay at their trucks, keep them running, keep them fueled. And Trudeau stepped in, confiscated their bank accounts, shut them down, shut off the bank account, shut off access to their credit cards, shut off access to fuel, did everything, and then had them arrested for exercising their constitutional right to protest. I think he'll do that again. At least COVID, at least SARS-CoV-2. Now, we can debate till the cows come home about how severe it was, because I don't think it was that severe, but SARS-CoV-2 at least was a real thing. The climate crisis that supposedly necessitates depriving Canadians of what is reliable and affordable energy is so imaginary as to be ludicrous. Now, I think we can expect similar conflict on this side of the border, too. what will push us over the edge? You know, I talk about tipping points a lot. What will be the tipping point for you if we keep continuing these net zero emission policies? Well, your utility bills are going to skyrocket. You'll have rolling blackouts, rolling brownouts. You won't be able to heat your home in the winter or cool your home in the summer. Gas prices will inevitably soar again. And once again, we will see that Americans maybe will reach their breaking point. And then Americans might say, you know, we're not going to go without electricity for the sake of your liberal bullcrap ideology. Maybe that's what will happen. That's what I hope will happen. So they're all running off to Dubai. And as they get to Dubai, King Charles will give the opening speech. And the king will talk about, you know, I was talking to William Shatner. And William Shatner wanted me to explain to all of you that if we don't take action now, that all of humanity will die. I thought humanity was the problem. So why don't we just go kill off humanity in the first place? You see, when you take their rationale to its logical conclusion, you realize just how illogical it is. Everywhere I turn, there's always something, some alternative. I, for one, believe that, you know, the way we farm, the way we produce food, will always get more and more efficient. Today's farming is one of the most efficient processes in the entire world. We produce more food than we know what to do with, which is why we're able to feed most of the rest of the world. And if you've ever flown over flyover country, and you've looked down and you've seen those vast fields of corn, of maize, of soybeans, of wheat, and you've seen all of the crops that we grow, you realize that, oh my gosh, we really are the world's breadbasket. And we really are able to, with modern farming techniques, which will only improve and get even better and better. If you don't know a farmer, you need to get to know a farmer. If you want to meet someone who really understands the climate, who understands the vagaries of the weather, who understands the efficiency that he needs to make certain, or he or she needs to make their farming production as efficient as possible, go meet a farmer. Speaking with Michael Brown, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
GovX.com. For every American serving on the front line, military and veterans, police, fire, and first responders. For our emergency doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals. GovX.com was built for you. An online marketplace with exclusive discounts on thousands of brands you love. Tickets, entertainment, travel, and everyday essentials. Every order supports nonprofits that serve our military and first responder communities across America. If you qualify, become a member for free today at GovX.com. GovX.com. Savings for those who serve.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike?
Why not get more bang for your buck?
Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's war with Hamas has resumed after a week-long truce expired.
Israel pounded targets in southern Gaza as it continued its offensive in the besieged enclave after a week-long truce with Hamas. Israel's military released new footage showing what it claimed were troops operating inside of Gaza. At a hospital in Khan Yunis, injured were driven into the emergency rooms. Many of Israel's attacks were focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military said it had struck more than 50 Hamas targets with airstrikes, tank fire, and its navy. Israel had dropped leaflets to warn residents to leave. However, many Palestinians in Gaza say there's nowhere else to go. I'm Karen Shamas.
The House of Representatives has voted to expel scandal-plagued Representative George Santos, making him the first House lawmaker to be expelled in more than 20 years.
Santos had sensed that his time was coming to an end in the House.
That's correspondent Kevin Frecking in New York. Physical therapist Kia Lazar lives in Santos's district and says expulsion was the right move.
I'm really happy that this happened. They did an amazing job. Good job, Congress. We finally did something right, and we're really excited because he really did wrong things. He used our money and other people's money that he used for his fundraisers to do bad things, and I'm really happy that he's out.
Santos walked out of the House chamber just before all the votes that sealed his fate were cast. A tsunami warning is now in effect after an earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 struck off the coast of the southern Philippines, especially off the island of Mindanao. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220, 800-859-3220, or biglou.com.
U.S. health officials update the early onset of winter viruses.
Federal health experts say flu is picking up steam while RSV lung infections that can hit kids and older people hard may be peaking. COVID-19, though, continues to cause the most hospitalizations and deaths among respiratory illnesses, about 15,000 hospitalizations and about 1,000 deaths every week. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As for the flu season, 7 states were reporting high levels of flu-like illnesses in early November.
That's correspondent Norman Hall reporting. Los Angeles police are searching for a suspect in the fatal shootings of 3 homeless people in separate incidents around the city last month. In remarks broadcast on KABC, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass asked the public for its help.
This is a killer who is preying on the unhoused.
Each victim was shot as they slept on the street last month. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It appears Senator Rand Paul may have saved a colleague's life.
Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, was choking on food during a luncheon when fellow Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky performed the Heimlich maneuver on her. The incident occurred Thursday during a closed-door Republican lunch in the Capitol. Shortly after, Ernst posted on social media to thank Paul, who formerly worked as an eye doctor. Ernst joked that she was choking on woke policies. She was seen walking in the Capitol after the incident, and senators said they were grateful Paul was ready to help her. Keith Peters reporting.
The surfing venue for next year's Paris Olympics is nearly 16,000 kilometers. That's about 10,000 miles away. On the other side of the world, Tahiti will be hosting the competition because it has some of the largest waves on the planet. Tahiti was chosen over the other surf spots in France that could have easily been reached. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Engagement out of the way. If you want to send me a text message, you can always text the word Mike or Michael to Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Just in your smartphone, your stupid phone, just type in the number 33103. Start your message out with the word Mike or Michael, and then just tell me anything or ask me anything. Real simple. And I read them all the time, so you can send me a text message anytime you want to. Second, you can always go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. You get to that website, and you can follow me on social media. You can find the podcast. You can find local affiliates. You can see the stories that we put up, anything that you need. And then let's talk about social media. Follow me on Twitter, at MichaelBrownUSA. And the other two, Facebook and Instagram, are both at Michael D. Brown. Podcast. You subscribe to this podcast. So whatever your podcast app is, subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program and then all 3 hours of the weekend program. So you got all the Michael you can get by simply subscribing to that podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. So there is, let's go to Munich, Germany for a moment. Because in Munich, they're having one of the most severe snowstorms that they've had in, well, I think since 2010, so almost 13 years. And if you look at, I don't know whether you can see it right now on Google Earth or not, but if you go to any of the satellite images of the snow cover in, oh, let's say from Western Russia through the Balkans and through Eastern Europe, all the way over to almost Germany and France, you'll see nothing but just this huge swath of snow cover. Why am I giving you the meteorological report? Because right now Europe is suffering from some of the most horrendous winters that they've suffered in years, and the snowfall is greater than it's been in decades. And right now at Munich International Airport, in Munich, Germany, obviously, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of private jets, Gulfstream, you know, 5s, Gulfstream 6, whatever kind of Citations, whatever they might be flying, that are grounded. They're grounded on the tarmac. They can't take off. Where are they headed? They're headed to the United Arab Emirates, trying to get there for what's called COP28, the United Nations climate agenda. They're going there to have a discussion about how better to control how you and I live our lives because of global warming, and they can't get there because of a snowstorm. They can't get to the desert because of a snowstorm in Germany on their private jets. Have I told you lately how much I despise these people? It's fascinating and disgusting to me how everywhere we turn, they're always trying to figure out some other way to control how we live, which includes everything from what we eat to how we house ourselves to how we heat or cool our homes to how we transport ourselves from point A to point B. Virgin Atlantic was all excited this week because they flew a jet transatlantic from Heathrow, but some airport in the United Kingdom to Dulles, maybe Newark, maybe JFK. I don't know. I don't care. But the big deal was it was based on sustainable fuel. Sustainable fuel that was predominantly from crops. Yeah, crops that take a lot of, you know, water and land to grow so that they can have sustainable jet fuel. It's insane what we're doing. The number one bankroller of the United Nations, which is behind most of this garbage, the number one bankroller of the United Nations is us. Now, some people will tell you it's the United States government. And indeed, the United States government is the one that writes the check. But where does the United States government get the money to write the check to the United Nations to bankroll that piece of crap on the East River in Manhattan? It comes out of your payroll. Comes out of your earnings, comes out of your labor, comes out of your income, comes out of your taxes, and it comes out of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren's taxes, because we're borrowing most of the money. We're borrowing at least half of the money that we spend every year right now, because we don't have that money. We have more money flowing into the U.S. Treasury than we've ever had in the history of the entire country, and it's still not enough. So while overtaxing us and inflating our savings toward worthlessness through this outrageous spending, we give $12 billion a year to the left-wing globalist organization called the United Nations. And in return, they scheme to figure out some way to deny us food and energy. Food, for example. This story comes to us from over at The Blaze. Which, by the way, I want to thank The Blaze for carrying the program. The United Nations wants Americans and other Westerners to eat less meat. Although the alleged purpose of the internationally requested diet is to futilely attempt to arrest global weather patterns, there appears to be more at play than just so-called distributive justice and climate alarmism. Distributive justice, my butt. Anyway, after all, the Director General of the specific UN agency expected to issue this demand during the COP28 summit this month happens to be a top Chinese Communist Party member, whose nation, the number one source of greenhouse gas emissions in the entire world, Communist China, will likely be among the so-called developing nations exempted from the guidance. So, the Chinese Communist Party is the one heading up the group in the UN that wants to tell us to eat less meat, or what to eat and what not to eat, and they're going to exempt themselves. I was listening to a podcast last night. I was tossing and turning and couldn't sleep. Yeah, it was just a miserable night. But I virtually just, my eyes just flew open. Do you know that during that APEC summit in San Francisco a few weeks ago, in which they swept the streets of San Francisco of all the human feces, and they swept the city of all the homeless people, that during that confab between Xi Jinping and Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., Biden agreed to give the Chinese Communist Party, agreed to give the Chinese government, but I repeat myself, upwards of $2 trillion in foreign aid, trying to prop up their failing economy. Wait a minute. Look around at what you're paying. Look around what you're paying for groceries, for utilities. Look at what you're paying for car insurance, homeowners insurance, if you can get homeowners insurance. Look at what you're paying for virtually everything. We don't have any money. And we're going to give them a couple of $1 trillion to help them survive a real estate bubble that they created? Oh. Now, complying with this UN mandate, it's not going to improve the weather. Even supporting that producing meat makes it too warm outside, as the leftists claim, it's not going to change the weather. House Agricultural Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson said something. He's a Republican from Pennsylvania. And I want you to hear this. Because I want you to hear this, and then I want you to hear what Star Trek guy has to say to King Charles. Yeah, King Charles of Great Britain, who's also going to Dubai to talk about what we should or should not be doing. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
This is an urgent message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel and her people are experiencing unimaginable suffering. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
If all of us do what we are led to do, I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it.
With an emergency gift of $45 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you'll help provide critical supplies. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I was just scrolling through text messages. You guys are amazing. I'm always fascinated by my audiences. And you guys are just as fascinating as my weekday audience. So let's go back to Kamala Harris for a moment. Because she does say the quiet part out loud. And it's worth hearing what she has to say.
Gun violence has terrorized and traumatized so many of our communities in this country. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way, as our friends in Australia have demonstrated.
As our friends in Australia have demonstrated, it doesn't have to be this way. Well, I'm kind of curious. What exactly did our friends in Australia demonstrate? What did they prove? What did they show us, Madam Vice President? That a forced gun buyback program can disarm a great number of people. In the 1990s, Australian authorities confiscated roughly 650,000 guns. Now, again, there are tens of millions of guns here, and we also have that pesky little Second Amendment and a culture of self-defense and a culture of liberty to go along with it. You know, the other thing that we always leave out when people talk about Australia? Australia also never had the culture of violence that exists in American urban centers. So that nation's gun ban really didn't change anything. Other than Australia was one of the worst countries in the world when it came to, for example, COVID lockdowns. Because, well, what were unarmed citizens going to do? Nothing. Nothing at all. You know, Joe Biden routinely mocks that Americans are going to need more than an AR-15 to take down a government that's armed with, oh, I don't know, F-15s and nuclear weapons. Well, try to tell that to the 3% of American colonists who use the most common firearm of the day to defeat the world's greatest empire. Whenever we talk about the American Revolutionary War, why do you think the Founding Fathers put in the Second Amendment? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Who was the well-regulated militia during the American Revolutionary War? It was you and me. Because you and I were the ones, our ancestors, the people were the ones fighting against the British Empire. So the Founding Fathers knew that a well-regulated militia being necessary, absolutely necessary, an armed citizenry being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now we can go off on, I don't care, a spider, if you want to, of different tangents here about Americans having a culture of violence. I think there are a whole host of reasons for that, none of which are important for this discussion. But when you think about Australia, they never had a culture of violence. In fact, they never fought against an empire. We did. And that was probably the first so-called culture of violence that existed in terms of a culture of violence on American soil. 3% of colonists taking up arms against the greatest army in the world at the time, the British Empire, and succeeding. Now, sometimes almost failing, but nonetheless succeeding. But as for confiscating guns here, which other Democrats infamously call for all the time, how do you think that would probably work out? How do you honestly think that would work out? There are 329, 339, 350 million Americans. There are some 300 million guns in this country. How's that going to work? You see, comparing us to Australia is stupid. We're bigger geographically. We're bigger in terms of population. We're larger in terms of the economy. We're larger in we're different in our culture. This is why the failure to teach American history bugs me so much. Because while there may be indeed be a culture of violence in this country, and I don't care whether you want to look at, you know, movies, or you want to look at just the American Revolutionary War or the Civil War or anything else, the failure to understand the foundational principles of this country and how this country was formed, I think, belies why the attempt to confiscate 300 million lawfully owned guns in this country would be an abject failure. I know many people, including myself. Oh, you want my guns? I'll tell you what, here, I'm compliant. I own one gun. Here it is. Take it. Oh, those in the basement or those in the safe? Ah, they don't belong to me. They belong to somebody else. Do you know that rifles of any type and shotguns combined are used in less than 3% of all homicides? Yet the cabal will avoid reporting that truth, and Biden doesn't ever let facts get in the way of his political agenda. Assault weapon ban is a distraction from the real murder and violent crime epidemic that is occurring in this country nationwide. Black-on-black violence, violence in inner cities, violence committed by the cartels. Nobody wants to talk about any of that. Instead, we get, and I'm just pointing out that in terms of what you get fed by the media is not about the cartels. It's not about the South Side of Chicago. It's not about the crime that occurs on a daily basis in this country, where people's lives are put in danger by savages, by people in cities and rural areas and any other place who have no moral compass whatsoever, who have no belief in anything other than themselves, and are more than willing to just disrespect other people's lives, their property, their well-being, because they're so self-centered. And I haven't even talked about the crazy people yet. Yeah, the crazy people, like this guy named Card, who goes out and kills a bunch of people. New York Congressman Jamal Bowman, the guy that pulled the fire alarm back on September 30th, well, there are a few things he wasn't banking on. Yep. And now he's been charged. I'm sure he'll go to jail. Really? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need, plus it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
GovX.com, for every American serving on the front line, military and veterans, police, fire, and first responders, for our emergency doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals. GovX.com was built for you, an online marketplace with exclusive discounts on thousands of brands you love, tickets, entertainment, travel, and everyday essentials. Every order supports nonprofits that serve our military and first responder communities across America. If you qualify, become a member for free today at GovX.com. GovX.com, savings for those who serve.
Hi, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103 and go to this website for everything you need, podcasts, social media, affiliates, whatever you need. At this one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So you may recall back when we were having these votes on the Speaker for the House of Representatives that a Democrat congressman from New York by the name of Jamal Bowman pulled that fire alarm. It's back into September, I think. I don't think he was planning on a few things. One, turns out he was actually being filmed. In other words, he was actually caught in the act. Two, I don't think he planned that his story wouldn't hold light or wouldn't hold water in light of the evidence that we now see based on the video. I think what he did plan on was if he ever really did get held accountable for it, he would get a lenient sentence. So he started insisting that he pulled the fire alarm thinking it would open the doors. He claims that he was most certainly was not trying to delay a House vote on the speakership. Well, the Attorney General of the District of Columbia has now charged Bowman with a misdemeanor, one count of pulling a fire alarm. Now, the misdemeanor that he's been charged with in the court of the District of Columbia, I looked it up. It generally has a minimum sentence of 6 months jail time. If you falsely pulled a fire alarm, meaning to pull the fire alarm, you had intent to pull the fire alarm in your office building or in your school, your church, wherever it is, there was no fire. And I don't know what in your jurisdiction, wherever you live, I don't know what the sentence would be, but in D.C., it has a minimum sentence of 6 months. What do you think this congressman is going to get? Now, I want you to think it's important to paint a picture here of all of the circumstances. There is a vote going on in the United States House of Representatives to elect the person who is second in line to be president. I know everybody thinks it's third in line, but it's not. It's second in line. Because you already have a president. So first in line is the vice president. Second in line is the Speaker of the House. So you're voting on the person who is second in line to be the president of the United States of America if something happens to the president or the number one choice or the number one successor. And you're in the United States Capitol. A place where we believe on 9/11 that United Flight 93 was headed to crash that jet into the United States Capitol. A place where if you, as just an ordinary tax-paying citizen, want to visit, you have to go through the visitor center. And you have to have, you need to have a search done. You got to go through the magnetometers and you're very limited to where you can go. Because, you're paying for everything, but we don't want you to get into places where you can't go down that hallway. I'm very familiar with the layout of the United States Capitol. And the place where Jamal Bowman pulled the fire alarm is not a door that leads to any place he needed to go other than out of the building. You can see the video. The video's up at michaelsaysgohere.com. You might have to scroll through because there are several stories since then. But if you want to see the actual video, I would encourage you to go watch it. michaelsaysgohere.com. And then I want you to think about you doing the same thing in an office building in a town where you live. Having no intention whatsoever other than trying to stop business or delay things that are going on. You're probably going to do 6 months in jail. You might end up only doing 30 days, with good behavior or something, but you're going to get some jail time. Because it's serious business. What happens when a fire alarm goes off? What happens if I walk out of this studio and I walk down the hallway where the fire alarm's over by the elevators and I pull that fire alarm? What's going to happen? Well, within minutes, because this is a four stories plus a basement, diesel generators. It has the hazard signs out front because of all the hazardous material inside these studios and inside this broadcast facility. And that's noted in the Denver Fire Department. So if I pull these fire alarms, numerous trucks from the Denver Fire Department, including ladder trucks, are going to show up. My guess is probably based on my experience with fire departments and based on other times that there's actually been smoke in this building, there will be at least three fire engines show up. And I go outside and I say, yeah, never mind. You know what? I was tired and I thought I was pushing the elevator button. Instead, I was actually pulling down on the fire alarm. Yeah, I was just kind of messing around. I don't have a criminal record. None at all. Well, don't count speeding tickets. I don't have a criminal record. I don't think I would get jail time, but I'm kind of iffy about whether I really would or not. I think my lawyer can make a really good case that I don't deserve jail time, but I would probably get a pretty hefty fine. But this isn't the United States Capitol. Oh, we all think this building is the most important building in town because we're all radio people, and this is the most important place ever. The United States Capitol is an entirely different story. I don't know how many people are in this building right now, but I'm guessing because it's Saturday, and there are football games going on, so there's some producers and board ops and others in the building. And, of course, the newsroom has some people in it. But there are probably less than, just to be generous, there's less than a dozen people in this building right now. At any given time, the United States Capitol, there are 100, if not 1,000 or more people in the United States Capitol. When you think about 535 members of Congress, you think about all their staffers, you think about all the visitors, easily 1,000 people in the building. And the fire alarm goes off, everybody has to leave. Let me rephrase that, everybody should leave. And the U.S. Capitol Police will start escorting everybody out. I think this congressman deserves some jail time. I want you to watch the video, michaelsaysgohere.com. And tell me if you don't think that based on that video, because here's what he does. Here's what he does. He doesn't rush up like he says he was rushing to get to a vote. He doesn't rush up to these doors. He casually walks up to these doors. There is a, you know how sometimes you will have a stand that says something about, you know, go this direction or this direction for something in an office building. Well, there's one of those signs. And then there are signs on the doors themselves. These are the push bar doors. And they have, you know, fire alarm, you know, alarm will sound. He doesn't try to open those doors. And if you look closely, you'll see those doors open onto the outside. So he knew that he wasn't going through those doors. But yet he knocks down the sign on the stand, pulls down the signs on the doors, and then casually turns to his left, pulls the fire alarm, and just casually walks off. This dirtbag knew exactly what he was doing. And because he's a Democrat, and because he's a member of Congress, well, the laws don't really apply to him. Instead, he has to pay a $1,000 fine and write an apology letter. Not to his colleagues, not to the visitors, not to the staffers, not to anybody else, but to the Capitol Police. And after doing both those things, paying his $1,000 fine, writing an apology to the U.S. Capitol Police, they'll drop the charges against him after 3 months. In other words, his crime will be expunged and he will not have a record. You know, when I talk about the cabal and I talk about the ruling elite, air quotes there, I mean the ruling elite. You, you're just a little scum. Yeah. I know you work hard, and you pay your taxes, and you obey the laws, and you do all of those things. You're just scum. because they, well, $1,000 fine, write an apology letter, we'll expunge the record, you're a congressman, no big deal here. You have to evacuate, fire department show up, everything else. I still keep thinking about me doing it here in this building. I'm not going to do it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to do that. But I can't help just thinking about what would happen to me if I go out there and pull that fire alarm right now. Yep. The boss will be calling. What the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. Let's look at the terms of your contract. Yeah. You'll be listening to somebody else next weekend. So when I talk about the ruling elite, you ought to know that I dang well mean the ruling elite. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go look at that video. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. When we get back, the UFC and Bud Light are teaming up, and some people are scratching their head about that. Should they be? That's next. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
This is an urgent message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel and her people are experiencing unimaginable suffering. President and CEO of the fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
If all of us do what we are led to do, I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it.
With an emergency gift of $45 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you'll help provide critical supplies. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Fighting Championship started in, I think, in the early 1990s, the Professional Mixed Martial Arts Organization. And if you go to its website, they talk about how they revolutionized the fight business. And today, and this is true, stands as a premium global sports brand, a media content company, and the largest pay-per-view event provider in the entire world. The UFC reportedly makes more than $1 billion a year. But that's chump change, just, you know, a sucker share, a rusty pug's purse. Earlier this year, a single publicly traded company, TKO Group Holdings, was formed to house both the UFC and the Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment. And the total value of that entertainment colossus is $24.1 billion, with UFC accounting for just over half of it. CNBC reports this. Bud Light, yeah, the Bud Light of Dolan Mulvaney fame, of all the transgenderism fame, will again become the official beer sponsor for the Ultimate Fighting Championship with a six-year marketing partnership the company's announced on Tuesday. The sponsorship deal is well into the nine figures and the largest in the mixed martial arts promotion's history. I really don't have a dog in this hunt. I'm not in this fight, no pun intended, at all. But I did find it interesting that they partnership up with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. Now, they were original beer sponsors more than, I think, 15 or 20 years ago. But now they're back in business. And it's a huge deal. The Dana White, who is the chairman, whatever, of the UFC, says he's proud to announce that we are back in business together. As part of the deal, which goes into effect on January 1, Bud Light gets the exclusive and prominent branding at UFC fights and events, as well as an in-arena promotion. So UFC fans are going to be seeing Bud Light everywhere. Now, I don't know about UFC fans, because I'm not one. This is not one of my things that I follow much. But what I'm wondering is, and I'd like for you to text me what you think about this. Everywhere that you see a Bud Light banner, because now, and this shows you just how a brand can be affected by one single event, you're going to be seeing, at least I'm going to be seeing, Dylan Mulvaney subliminally. I just can't help it. I can't unsee her, him, whatever. I just can't. All I can think about are all those spots and all that news coverage about Dylan Mulvaney being on the can of or holding a can of Bud Light, and then him being in all those commercials and then all that controversy. So why did the UFC do this? Well, go back to White, Dana White. There are many reasons why I chose to go with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. Most importantly, because I feel that we are very aligned when it comes to our core values and what the UFC brand stands for. I'm looking forward to all the incredible things we will do in the years ahead. Really? Seriously? Now, in fairness to White, that alignment he spoke of is real. Donald Trump Jr. tried to point this out on his Triggered podcast back in the spring, taking some really serious flack while noting that Anheuser-Busch, its employees, and its political action committee gave about 60% to Republicans in the last election cycle. Now, that's a huge share in today's climate of woke corporate wokeism. But then in June, just as the Mulvaney fiasco was dying down, they gave $200,000 to the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce. So, the price tag on this sponsorship, north of $100 million over 6 years. The value of UFC's Bud Light deal, north of $100 million over 6 years. So Dana White told Sean Hannity earlier this week that they employ 65,000 Americans. They have thousands of vets that work for them. They spend $700 million a year with U.S. farmers using their crops to make their products. Now, all that's true. But there's a reason why Anheuser-Busch, which was acquired by InBev back in sometime in the early 2000s, they lost $27 billion in market value after they partnered with this one guy or this one woman. Mulvaney. They lost $27 billion in market value. What's the point of the story? The point of the story is I just don't understand it. Why would you then go, particularly now if you were going to do a sponsorship with Anheuser-Busch and you were going to somehow wall off Bud Light, I might understand that. But this is actually Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. I mean, I know that's part of their portfolio. Why do they lose $27 billion? Because the Bud Light customers saw that grotesque little marketing ploy as a betrayal to them. And I don't think you can blame them. It's truly the fault of woke corporate management. Not the consumers who embody the free market. The consumers are making their own individual choices about what they want to support or not support. Dana White, again, on behalf of UFC, really punched back against the critics, calling the critics dummies, seemingly unconcerned, that those consumers are actually his customers. He says this, I saw some other effing a-hole today saying, oh, it sounds like they wrote him a script on what to say. Nobody writes me a script. Nobody tells me what to say ever. Basically just telling everybody to shut up. I just find this story fascinating. Maybe I don't understand UFC. Maybe you can explain it to me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
This is an urgent message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Israel and her people are experiencing unimaginable suffering. Your emergency gift of $45 will help deliver critical aid and life-saving care to those in desperate need. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords Protect Israel Now or go to protectisraelnow.org. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
I believe if all of us do what we are led to do, giving any amount, $100, maybe you could even afford $1,000, I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it.
Please help with any amount the Lord leads you to bless Israel. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keywords Protect Israel Now. That's #250 and say the keywords Protect Israel Now. Or go to protectisraelnow.org.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.